This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I tell you what, we had us a good old time do-si-doing, rodeoing, hanging out and talking on Monday at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. 411 people are registered for this year's third annual event. They came from not just across the metro, but business owners from across the great state of Minnesota to meet with legislators. And I tell you, this year, I didn't even realize, y'all, I got so much faith, I didn't even realize I was in a storm. First, I had to give Amazon their money back because they cut their diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. And so that were my sponsorship. And then it snowed. And then the DFL house was not there. And so a lot of the business owners did not have anybody that represented them at the Capitol. And they had already planned to be there. They had closed down their shops and they were coming. And so I had to have a good plan B for them, so that they would be able to meet with folks. And what that meant is that I had to come outside of my comfort zone and talk to people that I had never met before, like Representative John Kosnick. I said, listen, you have been appointed to the chair of the Transportation Finance and Policy Committee. You are going to be here. I know you represent Lakeville, but I really need you to talk to some of these business owners from Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Woodbury, and South St. Paul. And without hesitation, not only did he say yes, but he also came down to the luncheon that we had at the end of the day and just sat there and laughed and talked with those business owners. And I tell you, my heart was warm and my eyes were full. I did not cry. I almost did, to see the way that our Republican lawmakers overwhelmingly came down and supported the event, supported the business owners, and made them feel welcome in the people's house. So I just had to invite Representative John on the Shaletta Show today. He is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell you thank you for being so kind to my friends.
Well, good afternoon, Shaletta. It was our honor to meet with your business owners, and congratulations on three successful years. My Republican colleagues and I, a couple of us were down there at the time I was, and I know there were some others earlier in the day. And whether they live in Lakeville, they can vote for me or not, our title is a state representative, and we were proud and happy to meet with business owners, Black entrepreneurs from all across the state and mostly the metro. I had some great conversations and really enjoyed the event. I wish we could have stayed longer and heard more of their stories, and it's uplifting, and it's something that we need to continue to fulfill, to have Minnesotans that have a dream of entrepreneurship, of opening their own business and being successful and providing for themselves and their families. We need to do more and uplift them to be able to achieve that American dream. As a small business owner myself, I had my own business for 11 years. I can certainly relate. Many of our members in our caucus, Representative Don Gilman was there. Her and her family have a very successful small business, but it's growing. They do a bang-out business, doing a dock business. Mm-hmm. And so we can relate with the struggles that small business owners face, and especially it was great to hear from the Black entrepreneurs as well and the unique challenges that they have. But you know what? We recognize that small business owners drive the economy across the state and downtown, wherever in Minnesota, and provide jobs, but also a little bit of extra culture that is evident in some of these businesses. And we love that. So thank you for the invitation.
And, you know, it was just so heartwarming because, you know, we you know, Republicans and Democrats disagree on so much, but it seems like everybody was in agreement on the success of these business owners, you know, finding common ground to say, you know, if you got a dollar in a dream, you ought to be able to live out that dream if you work hard and pay your taxes and do your craft, whatever that is, whether it is accounting or making earrings or designing handbags, and have an equal playing field, have equal access so that you can, you know, grow, so that you can hire more people, so that you can continue expanding and make this, you know, hobby, this passion project, your purpose, as well as is your position in your business. And so, you know, just the fact that you were listening and providing feedback and made yourself available, I think, you know, just watching you work that lunchroom, I'm surprised you got out of there because everybody fell in love with you.
Well, unfortunately, we did have a committee meeting or work group at 1 o'clock. So we did have to leave earlier than I wanted to. But I really wish we could have talked to more of the business owners. But I had some great conversations and things that we needed to hear across the board. It's hard to run a business without a lot of interference. You know, you got to motivate yourself. You got to brand yourself. You got to make sure the quality of your product or service is there. You got to promote it. You got to find customers. You got to execute. And a lot of times government makes it harder. And we have made it harder for small business owners and all business owners of the state, whether it's the increasing taxes, which is there's more coming to that with the paid family leave that shouldn't be a one size fits all, especially for these small business owners are going to have to deal with that. Sick and safe time, you know, they get up and work no matter what. And if they have an employee that has an issue, small business owners figure it out, and they don't need as much government interfering and telling them how to run their business, because it makes it extremely harder for small business owners to even get into business and achieve their dreams and be successful. And we need to make sure that we are reducing the regulations so that more people can innovate and flourish and enjoy that American dream. And it was uplifting to us. We talked on the way back, you know, how enthusiastic small business owners are. And I hope we can do some work to continue to help them be more successful.
What was, you know, some of the overarching themes that you heard from business owners? Was there one story in particular that stood out to you?
I had a couple good conversations. One was, I think her name was Yolanda and Waylon Peterson.
They have a trucking company out of Peterson and Sons Trucking Company. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just happened to bump into them and being chair of the transportation committee. You know, he's you know, worked hard, bought his own truck. I think they have two now, and just dealing with the regulations of, you know, that go with it, that make it a lot harder. And he just wants to provide a good service. I think they haul like gravel or aggregate or something. Mm-hmm. And it's a small company, and he's doing a wonderful job, and his wife works with him. He's the driver. And they're, you know, we want them to succeed, and we need truck drivers and people in the trades. And you know, if they have the energy and the will to do it on their own, we need to get out of the way and help them provide that service that's needed across the country, no matter what they're trucking. There was another gal that was just starting out, the butter.
Oh, Shea Butter. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the butter rolls, I think they were. And she didn't have any samples, but boy, it was lunchtime, and we did have a nice lunch. But I wanted to try her samples. But, you know, she's really at the beginning stages, has a nice skill and offering that. So she does like a catering business that doesn't have a storefront yet. And she's, you know, she's growing her business and wants to learn how to continue to grow. And we need to make sure that we don't provide more burdens than are necessary for people like her. I don't remember her name, but she had that hoodie on with a picture of her product on there, and it looked awesome. But we need to make sure that we're not putting too many barriers to discourage people from being innovative and creative. And I think we do that too much.
Yeah, I, you know, Yolanda and Waylon Pearson with Pearson and Sons Trucking Company, and I'm sure you heard it too in the lunchroom. You know, as Black business owners, we can't just do our business and then that's it. You know, a lot of us are advocates or activists or have a cause that we're passionate about. And, you know, Yolanda and Waylon Pearson with the Pearson and Sons Trucking Company, when I went over to Tubman and found out that they didn't have enough bedding for the families in their homeless shelter, they went around Blaine, which is where they're based, and picked up bedding from all of their neighbors. Their goal was to fill up one of their dump trucks full of bedding and pillows and take it over to Tubman for MLK's Day of Service. And so when we got over there and they unloaded that dump truck filled with comforters and blankets, Representative John, I tell you, the families there were so grateful. And once they did all the inventory and counted it up, they had 671 pieces of bedding for families there. And so that's in addition to the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so amazing. You know, and so sometimes business people get looked at. They don't want to pay their fair share of taxes, this or that. But business owners and people contribute more than just what their product is. That's a great example that we're leaders in the community that help support each other and come and show up when other people need help. And that's business owners that do that. And so they didn't share that story with me, but I could tell in their heart how kind and great people that they were. So it was a pleasure to meet them. And man, I wish them much success. And she took my business card, and I'm sure she'll be letting me know how I can continue to help from a legislative standpoint. And, you know, Republicans, we're proud to show up and listen to the needs of business owners and on Black Entrepreneur Day. You did a wonderful job organizing that. So thank you.
Well, thank you for bringing your team down and being a part of this. You know, we're all one Minnesota family, and Monday was proof of that. Representative John Kosnick joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show, and thank you for being so kind and gracious on Monday.
Well, I appreciate the invitation again, and always continue to reach out to us. Encourage all your listeners, you know, get to know who your legislators are. That's the first hurdle and path to advocating for yourself. But again, you know, we're here to help people across the state, no matter what or where they live or who they vote for. And we know there's a lot of work to be done. It's kind of a crazy beginning of session, but Republicans are working from day one. We look forward to working with our Democrat colleagues to get the job done and across the finish line on time and to make life better and more affordable for Minnesotans.
Well, thank you so much. Have you a great and safe weekend if you have to get out on these snow-covered, icy roads. And it is 12:49. We'll be back on the Shaletta Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.